This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hold the tone. Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number 1001.
1001?
1001.
My God.
I wonder if anyone's keeping track of these. Do we put the number up on the podcast?
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
So it just bounces around.
It's just a different number every time.
Well, no, I don't put your number up. I put the actual number up.
Oh, there you go. This is the actual number.
Yeah, that's right. 1001 is 1001. The actual number.
That's correct.
See, on the podcast, we kind of got caught up because when the pandemic started, we're like, we're not going to count these.
Right.
And then it was years, and now we just do it over Zoom.
Because then it became the home episode, the home episode.
Correct.
And then it kind of folded back because the home episodes never stopped being home episodes other than the fact that now it's the actual podcast.
Like I said, Cobb moved to Austin, and then during the pandemic, Matt got his job to LA, California.
How's the timing on that shit? As far as just, you know, when you're zoomed in and like, is there still kind of a delay or is it?
I think Zoom works great.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's pretty well spot on.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
The only time you have to worry about Zoom is if you're not using microphones, like somebody's audio will overtake somebody else's. And I don't know how to explain it, but that's only if you're using computer audio. But we all have like little microphones. Actually, Matt's got a nice setup down there in Palm Desert.
Now, does he have his own apartment down there?
So he did the correct thing. They're renting a condo. Because when I got in there, so most people don't understand this, because for years I rented a condo from a guy. Condo buildings are just nicer because somebody owns it.
Yeah.
Right? So like the fixture, you could just tell. So like when I first went in there, like I was like, God damn, this is really nice. And they're like, what? I'm like, this is like really nice. And then like we're talking and finally I'm like, is this an apartment? They're like, no, it's a condo. I was like, ah.
And
that makes more
you don't,
sense.
I mean, you don't eat the HOA fee.
Correct.
So you might in the lump of the of your rent.
The mortgage, yeah.
But you don't know it. So you don't have to pay it.
Sure.
So you know if the condo's $2,000.
I see what you're saying.
You off if it was $1,800, then you had to write them.
Right. Plus, you got to write them a check.
$200. You're like, fuck that.
Exactly. When it's just lumped into
$2,000, you didn't even think about it.
Right.
You're like, all right, whatever.
Right. Because a condo is just an apartment that you actually own, and I feel like it's kept a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
Well, that's because generally people that own condos will do the upgrades themselves.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, like, right, it's just nicer. Well, like, when I lived in my buddy, like that guy, like, it was awesome. Like, you could just change the shower heads. I was like, hey, man, I could tell you there's room for a ceiling fan. I'm putting one in. He was like, don't. I was like, what? He's like, I'll just buy one and have my buddy come by. He's like, I just don't mess with it.
And don't screw this up for me. Right.
And then the greatest one ever, and I didn't know this was even a thing, was the dating a girl. And she was smart, right? She'd been in the Marine Corps. I didn't know this either. The light underneath the microwave was out.
Oh.
So she just went to change it. But I guess you should unplug it. I don't know. It shorted out the whole microwave.
No kidding.
But like, again, when I moved into that guy's condo, it was 08. So he was like, basically like, I just need somebody to help me cover it.
Yep.
So he was like, all right, I'll give you this one. I'll put a new microwave in. But hey, call this guy if you need anything done in that apartment.
So I've got a couple people I know that I golf with. And they basically, they are semi-retired, either can work from home, whatever the deal is. So if you buy, you can buy a condo in Palm Springs for nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, you don't even want to know what the rents are.
You cannot believe how cheap it is because you're like, I'm in Palm Springs.
Right. It's beautiful out here.
Fucking amazing. And then, you know, you look at a condo in Seattle and it's double for the same amount.
Dear God.
So what a lot of these guys do is that if you buy a condo down there, you can stay there for, you can't stay there past 6 months.
Okay.
Then you are a full-time California resident. Then you get hit with the state taxes. So what people do is
snowbird.
They go down there for 5.5 months. They drive their car down, so they have a car. They have time to do it.
Yep.
They get their ass down there. For 5.5 months, they live in their condo. The other 6 months, they Airbnb it.
There you go.
So they get a rental company that comes in, takes care of the towels.
But just because they're not physically there, they don't have to declare themselves as California residents.
It's more, every single time that someone stays at your unit, that cleaning crew has to come in. So whether they stay for 3 days, they stay for whatever you agree to, just know that you're going to have to pay the $250 to have that crew come in.
Sure.
Change your sheets, change the towels, just make sure that that place is ready. But it's still flush. You still end up, you know, with your note paid by somebody else. And then when you're there, you know, you pay your note. Those guys still have places like in Tacoma, DuPont, whatever. They've got their original residences. And they just bounce back and forth. And so I won't see them. I won't see them for the majority of the winter. Like, you know, starting in right when Seattle gets shitty. October, November, whatever you decide you want to go down. And right, starts getting dark and all that crap. You just get in your fucking car, drive down to Palm Springs.
God, that's not bad.
Kick it down there for 5.5 months. You save money. The groceries are cheaper. Right. The gas is cheaper.
Do they then Airbnb their spots up here, or they just let them go?
Most
go
people
quiet?
Don't, because they're like their home base, home. Like, this is where they grew up, or this is what.
Do they like just cut the power bill and all that? Like, they just shut everything off? Like, I'm going
away
for a while?
All those guys have friends that come over and check on their places.
Yeah, you just winterize it.
Gotcha.
Seal it up. I forget what you set it at. But basically, like, a lot of people do that. And you can just leave it. It'll be fine.
Sure.
Right.
You just got to make sure you seal it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have a buddy come over once every 2 weeks just to make sure no one broke in. There's no bullshit going on.
Right.
Typically, it's during the winter, so you really don't have yard maintenance.
Yep.
Or any of that stuff. So it's not like you needing to take out the trash. All that shit's taken care of.
Sure.
So you just go down there, lock it up real well, put some cameras outside. And
damn, that's the way to go right there.
No,
I mean, Palm Springs, too, is wild. That's the only place I've ever been where, like, their casino is downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could just walk to it.
No kidding.
And there's an In-N-Out Burger. There's another one that's kind of off the beaten path near 10. And they have a In-N-Out Burger. They have a bigger casino with a huge-ass hotel. The casino
they
downtown
do.
Is just walk in, have a blast.
Damn.
It's big. It's nice. There's no rooms, but there's hotels all around it. So you're in downtown Palm Springs. When I'm down there, you can just walk around, eat, and get fucked up. Mexican food everywhere. Go to the casino.
Good, authentic Mexican food.
You can bet on sports.
God damn it. You better go to Sherman's next time you're down there.
Yeah, you can bet on sports in that casino, too.
You can. You just can't bet on California teams.
No.
Really?
And then,
that's the rule. So, like, up here, like, even if you went to Snoqualmie, you can't bet on the Huskies.
Right.
Really?
So I can go up there and bet on Maryland all I want.
You can be in L.A. in 2 hours. If you wanted to go do something, you could go to L.A. in 2 hours, spend the night. Or, because of the Firebirds, they have a brand new arena. I mean, fucking brand new.
Nice.
Which is beautiful. I mean, I've never been on the inside of it, but the outside of it is amazing.
Oh, I thought you went to a game.
Oh, I tried to. At that point in time, they were in the playoffs and they were fucking sold out.
Oh,
Matt raves about it. Cobb went up there.
Yeah, they love him down there.
Yeah, he said the same thing. He's like, dude, he was like, I give two S's about this. But he's like, it's awesome.
But they have concerts. So now, not only do you have the hockey, and the team is good.
Right, you got a venue down there.
But you've got a venue. So Motley Crue was going to play on New Year's Eve. Of course, they ended up canceling because Vince...
He's pulling for phishing schemes
Vince,
online.
Vince is looking at tits online, so he decided he's going to stay home. But
do yourself a favor. Go to Vince Neil's X account and then switch over to the replies tab. You will see a picture of a dynamite woman that is clearly a scheme saying, DM me and I'll send you a nude.
Yeah.
And then there's Vince right underneath. Hey, babe.
So, the thing is because LA is so close, they'll pick shit. So when Motley Crue, when they canceled on their New Year's Eve show, Maroon 5 said, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, okay, Maroon 5 then. I mean, who, you know, I go to either one of those shows.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean.
I think I'd rather go to Maroon 5.
Right. I mean, there's going to be more chicks there.
Than just Vince Neil.
Sure. Well, that Motley Crue was going to play the whole deal. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff in there. And it's.
And also, look, I hate the heat. There is a difference between the dry heat and the goddamn humidity.
Yes.
There's also a difference between getting in a pool and cooling off and not having that option. And if you're down there, I mean, I've never stayed at a hotel where the pool is not the place to be. There's a bar outside by the pool. I mean, the Marriott's like $130 a night.
So here's the crazy thing about, so again, I've never been somewhere where the off season is the summer. But and do not say it, but like Matt, MCTP works at like a very nice club, right? He's a personal trainer there. So he's not allowed to play on that golf course until the summertime. Because he's not allowed to, he's not supposed to really interact with the members. It's that
yes.
high end.
No kidding. Okay.
But in the summertime, he's allowed to play it all he wants. And then they close it like mid September through mid October to refurbish it, get it all set up. And then you're right, right around November is like people start filing back down. Yep, they say Thanksgiving week is just insanity.
Golf is fucking snobby. I will tell you that. I played a course in Santa Cruz. Yeah, I think it's Santa Cruz. And it's called Pasatiempo. It's one of the top 20 golf courses in the United States.
Pass the time.
It's an old school course. It's when you walk into this, when you walk into the building, you know for a fact that you do not belong there.
Okay.
You know that this is.
You should not be here.
You should not be there.
Oh,
as soon as you walk in, you go, oh no. Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is that exotic animal that has its head up there?
When you do tee times, like what Ted's saying, the members there will not play with you.
Okay.
So you take guest tee times. So everyone you're playing with is not
guest.
A member.
Okay.
They are, because the members,
they don't want you.
They don't fucking want to talk to you.
Sure.
You're scum of the earth. You're taking care of the high cost of that facility for them.
Right.
But they also paid $100,000 to join.
My God.
Oh, yeah. This
so
is,
they want to hobnob with other rich people that they can
They just, God, they got their rich-ass friends. Yep. And they've got their own golf carts.
Matt's clients, honestly, too, like the stuff they do or whatever, like you couldn't help yourself but to talk about their job to them.
No kidding.
So I think that's part of the reason. Like when we were in the Nest, I met a couple people and I specifically did not say, what do you do? Because they all kind of, like some of them just have these really interesting jobs where you want to ask them.
Right.
So I just was like, where are you originally from? Right. We talked about like Virginia and Maryland.
Sure.
And then Matt told me later and I was like, see, I'm glad I didn't ask because I couldn't have helped myself.
Yeah.
No.
So, okay.
You know? I mean, honestly, like I would say it's kind of like us, right? Like we're used to it, but whenever you say work at radio, people go, I don't listen to it or they want to know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I changing clothes at Pebble Beach, went in the locker room there. And Pasatiempo is the same way. You go into the locker room and, you know, the showers and all that shit have everything you can imagine, from deodorants to, you know, hair gels to different colognes to Q-tips. You name it. You don't have to do shit. You walk in there and everything you need
to take
a shower is there. So I'm changing my shoes in the locker room at Pebble Beach. And right in front of me is Tiger Woods' locker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gary Player.
Just have their own personal
locker. Same thing
there.
With Pasatiempo. You walk in there and there's these lockers and you look in the wall and it's like Jack fucking Nicklaus. Like he's got a locker here.
Do they have like clubs stashed in the back somewhere that they don't have
I
to
don't know if
something
it's
like
for
that?
Show.
Okay.
Because those guys change clubs.
I just
so
looked
much.
Up this Pasatiempo and I was like, let me just get an idea. So I clicked on one of the restaurants. They do not have their menu, but their Mother's Day's brunch was $90.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Like, I can't find the damn menu.
Right, yeah, it's... I mean,
that's
it's,
how you know it's fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I sat in there for breakfast, and I swear to God, I'm just like, I don't
and
belong
And it says,
here.
Upcoming public events.
Right.
Hey, peasants, come on
yeah,
in.
Right.
Yeah, the guy...
If you'd like to see what we do out here, you know.
And that's where I got fucked at Pebble Beach at one point in time, because that area is very, very pricey. So I didn't realize how pricey it was, and I did not really know what I was doing, but I was in Arroy's, which is kind of like a Hawaiian chain steakhouse... Fusion deal, right?
All right.
Go in there for breakfast.
Sounds good.
And I'm like, and he's like, I said, man, I'll do a tequila. And I went with my buddy Charlie. I'm like, yeah, two tequilas. So he's like, do you want Don Julio 1942? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, man. Turns out there's an $80 shot. I had four of them.
Oh.
I did not know this. My breakfast was $18.
Miles. Oh my God.
We get the fucking bill, and it's
$500.
$500. I about shit myself. I was like, oh my fucking God, man. Like, what have I done? And I was like, let me see this bottle. And he brings it out. It's one of those that's like 2 feet fucking tall.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and I'm like, oh, you. Because I was like, this is so smooth.
You
Give me another one of these. Like, man, that upsell was strong.
You ever had the lobster pot stickers?
At Pasatiempo?
No, this is at Roy's.
Oh, Roy's. Roy's is great, actually.
You had me at Hawaiian Steakhouse Fusion.
Yeah.
Gotta look up this menu
what
now.
What do we got here?
I mean, it's got a lot. There's sushi on there, but they do like really good, like crispy beef and then crispy steaks.
Look, I'm 100%. I know some foodies used to S on it. I'm in for the fusion.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's one place I keep looking up in Seattle that's like Mexican crossed with sushi. Like, in.
All right.
That is up on 45th and Wallingford, I believe.
Yeah, I still haven't been, but I'm like, in.
Yeah,
like,
it's
any kind of fusion, like, I'm into.
They just add, like, pulled pork to things that you wouldn't expect.
Sure.
And but there's cilantro in some of the rolls, like depending on, but there's just, it's just a mixture of.
Yeah.
You go in there.
Those
and you're
fancy
like,
places, they can get away with that kind of stuff.
That place isn't expensive either. It's not crazy. It's just fusion. It's just Mexican and sushi fusion. So they do
Damn.
Both. It's kind of weird. You, I mean, you can do straight sushi. You can do straight Mexican. Sure. Fuck it.
Why not combine the two? Yeah. It'll be fun.
The other, I was going to say, the other funny thing was, and I kind of touched on this in the air a little bit about going to me and my buddy last Saturday, right? Like, just our plans fell through. So I was like, let's just cruise around up north in my neighborhood a little bit and see these other bars. And we started talking about going to bars when you were a kid. Right, I was talking about going to see college games, and my dad would take us in and be like, look, nobody's drinking, we'll tip you, can we just watch the game? And they were like, sure. But I was telling him, it's like, it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, look at me in a bar. I remember my brother was a bartender at Fridays. You only had to be 18 to get in. And we would just go in and drink sodas and like eat chicken wings.
Yeah.
But just like, ooh, we're in a bar.
Oh, yeah. My dad either was either buying Coke, buying weed, dealing it back to the bartender, whatever the deal was. We'd always go to this one bar for like an hour or so, eat lunch. I get a couple hot dogs. But, man, this sticks in my head. Like, we were talking about things that you kind of get burned into your brain a little bit. But I was probably 8 or 9 years old. Pool tables, like you were saying, there's dartboards. There's things
dartboards.
There's Pac-Man. Things that can occupy a kid in 1978 that they're in this bar. But they had a popcorn maker.
Perfect.
Right? On the bar.
Hell yeah.
And the bartender at the time said, hey, you want to learn how to make popcorn?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I was like, absolutely.
Damn right I do.
Because I'd ask him, like, there's no popcorn. He's like, you want to make some popcorn? So you plug it in, you turn it on. The instructions, he told me. I still remember it. 5 minutes. You got to wait for this thing to get hot. Five minutes. A fourth of a cup of the oil popcorn mixture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You open up the thing, you dump that in there, then one cup full of kernels, dump that in there, close the fucking lid, start spinning around. Next thing you know, boom, 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 hot fucking butter popcorn.
Hell
I was like,
yeah.
This is, so then, you know, when I go in there.
This is what I want to do when I grow up.
If there's no, because we go in there for lunch, so they hadn't even started making popcorn yet. So I was always the one like, can I make popcorn? You know, like, go ahead, man, you know what you're doing, make the popcorn. And I was like, this is fucking
right.
Awesome.
And when I got older, and I still do it. Like, my dad, every once in a while, I'll be like, I'll, like, he drinks O'Doul's. Like, I'll sit in the bar with you. But, like, he'd be like, we're going to this place because you can throw shells on the ground. And, like, I'm the same way. To this day, somebody's like, you know, you can throw shells on the ground. They're like, well, let's go there.
Hell yeah.
Like, and I don't know why, but throwing peanut shells on the ground is so, like,
awesome.
Oh, look at this.
Look at that.
We're living.
Yeah. I've only been there one time.
It feels like you're in an old saloon for whatever reason. Like, the wooden floors and the peanut shells are getting caught in between the cracks of the slats of the wood.
There's a spot down there around Auburn that was the only place I'd ever gone to there. And when it, you know, my buddy, I was going with my dad and his buddy to an auction, and on the way back, let's stop at this place. They got shells on the floor.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard the words that he said, but I was like, there's no way that that's happening. I walked in, I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Peanut shells, everything. It's literally peanut shells on the floor.
And I don't know why. It's just, I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
I will say, we stopped at a bar in Cle Elum on the way up, as we stopped at Cle Elum to the Gorge. And the bartender, there's like a group of people, they're figuring out their tickets, they're going to the show, but they obviously live in town. They're all in like Deadhead stuff, but as they leave, she just starts chirping them. She's like, enjoy Billy Strings, Willie Nelson. You don't even smoke weed!
Oh. Jesus Christ.
I was like, we were like, what are you up to today? And she's like, I gotta fucking sit here all day while you guys go to the show. I was like, wow.
Wow.
She drew the short strings.
I'll tell you what, it is fun. I try once a week to go to a place I don't normally go because I normally hit the same haunts because they're close to my house.
Yeah.
But
everybody does.
But I try to break that mold. That's why I end up at Marco Polo like once, at least every 4 weeks, once a month or whatever, get some fried chicken. Or
just break the
I'll go down to Loretta's
routine
in South Park and get a hamburger go to Wallingford and there's a Kraken bar up there, or the Octopus Lounge or whatever it's called. It's pretty cool. But
nice.
Yeah, just take a walk. It's not that far. It's probably good to walk a mile or so. You know, if you're going to do that anyway, then walk back and you kind of feel better, eat someplace else.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, let's see. There might be a couple foursomes left for the golf tournament.
Maybe.
So head to KISW.com. No guarantee on that, but enjoy the weekend.
Have fun.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.